The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Mem Beit, and we're holding on the top line, fourth word. Ravuna, Acha Toysa Riftei, Leitlata Tlata Bekaba V'lo Borich. Rashi is going to all of the Perushim who see this as referring to actual bread, and he says it's clearly talking about the question of Pata Baba Kisnin. So Pata Baba Kisnin, we said before that after the Suda, even if you eat a lot of this stuff, it's no different than rice cakes. They weren't Kuvea Birkat Amazon on it. Rav Huna ate so much of this that he had 13 enormous, these were like, each one of these were three in a kaf, which is an enormous amount of flour to put into something. And that means that he was really, should have been really full. And nonetheless, after eating 30 banishes, you know, he barely had gotten going. And he didn't say a bracha afterwards. Omele Rav Nachman said, oh my God, that's what I call hungry, man. But I got to tell you, you didn't pat yourself from a bracha. It's not defined by your personal satisfaction. It's kosha'cherim kovim alav seudat zerich levarech. If other people would be koveya as suda on this amount, then you have to be mevarech on it also. In terms of halachically, what is considered to be kviat suda, this is one of the biggest issues with the kviat suda, something that's personal. Is kviat suda based on the shear essentially of an eruv, which would be like 3 or 4 beitzim, which is, it depends on which of the shitas you take. But others hold that's only the minimum su'uda, which we're koveya for Eruv, but it's not what we would use as a kviyut su'uda to turn eating something which is pata baba kisnin, like pizza, into an actual su'uda. For that, you'd need even 7 beitzim. Shita sagra. Anyway, it's a major problem, and according to some, you should be makbid not to eat beyond the 4 beitzim, because then you get into that the penumbras area over here, where it's a suffix as to whether it's considered to be kviyut su'uda. There's also Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was very machmer, makel, depending how you want to look at it, that you add into the kviyut ha-su'uda the other ingredients. So in other words, if this is the amount, if you were eating a meal with bread, so then you would include anything that came along with the meal. It would be included in the svi'ah of the chiyuv of Birkat HaMazon. Svi'ah. No, but when it comes to kviyut su'uda, if you substitute so-called mezonos bread, or whatever it is that you're calling pata baba kisnin, for the amount of bread that you would normally have eaten with this amount of additional things to be satisfied, then by all standards, that should be considered to be a kviyut su'uda, no matter how little of that bread you had. Okay, there's many of the modern poskim that argue on it, but there you've got the broad range of how far this goes. Also, shaila about little children or people in general or makbid not to eat bread. Actually, Rav Moshe was basing it on the modern, which at his time was really just beginning, but the modern direction of being mamayit as much as possible in these fattening issues and carbs and so on. So he was talking about nowadays where people are makbid bedafkin not to eat normal bread that much. So the mikviyut su'uda on pata baba kisnin should also be less. But in any event, 30 danishes should be sufficient according to anybody, Tanis Rav Nachman, and therefore you may have a very large appetite, but you should have been before it. Rav Yehuda Haviyasikli Levrei, Bei Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was trying to get his son married off to the daughter of Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Something funny about that.
The names.
So the famous Rav Yehuda Chosid, which has become, my God, probably more chomor than Yom Kippur or Chilul Shabbos, is not to marry, not to have a mechutin who's got the same name as the father of the bride. God help us. Who knows what will happen? Anyway, over here, it seems like it wasn't a problem. You know, so many times, and that Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, as you know, that Rabbi Yehuda Chosid's inyanim were for his family only. They were special tikkunim that he knew that his family had a problem with him. He was smart, but it wasn't meant to be a tzava for everybody, not to take care of Rosh Chodesh, whoever, such a thing was supposed to make up new halachas. But you know how it goes. Others find it that since it's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, and this is Stam Rabbi Yehuda, so we're known in different ways, as I consider to have the same name. You know, so you don't, this is a horrible story. My my father's Zatzal, that had such a mitzvah. One of his Talmidim, Yehudi Mendelgrim, Dafka Yehuda, is that actually this name, had exactly this mitzvah. And it was actually slightly different. It was a prospective chassid had the same. And he passed it as no problem. There's nothing to be chayshish for. The day the daughter got married, his Talmud was nifter. Not married, engaged that night. He was nifter.
Who?
Yehudi. Was nifter that
the
night.
Of engagement.
Right, right
the
after
father the of
the father of the Kala was nifter. This is a shrek. Yeah. Anyway. So Aita la Kamayo Kataba Abikisnin. So at the wedding, I mean, at the Suda, where they're discussing the Tanaim and so on, they bring the Pata Baba Kisnin, and he walks in, you know, and he hears everybody is saying Hamotzi on Pata Baba Kisnin. Amaru, so he says, what's this tzitzi stuff? Everybody's doing tzitzi. What is this? Certainly you wouldn't be making Hamotzi lechem and aretz on pizza, would you? So they said to him, indeed, that's what we do around these parts here. The Tanya Rabbi Mona Amr Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Pata Ba'abikisim, Mevorchen Alei Hamotzi. And Shmuel said, that's how we pass it. Halakha Rabbi Mona, you make Hamotzi on pizza. Well, that's very interesting, because I happen to know for a fact that Shmuel said, In Halakha Rabbi Mona. So, you know, it's almost the same thing, I guess. Itma. What he said was rather, Halakha Rabbi Mona, Itma. Amri Lei. This is But sir, you are the one who quoted Shmuel, Amaru, the Omer Mishmei de Shmuel, that Lachmaniot and Lachmaniot are not what we call Lachmaniot. Lachmaniot are what we would call Danishes, actually. Lachmaniot or Ma'arvim, first of all, you use them as an Eruv. So an Eruv has to be the pot. And here we're saying use it as pot. You imagine instead of that nice matzah up in the shul that they would have a beautiful donut. Ben Mevorchinala, Yamotzi. And you're supposed to say Yamotzi on this. Yes, he said, of course, but that's talking about Shani Hatam, the Kava Suda Tayu Alayu. Listen, I mean, I'm coming into this Suda, I expect to be fed properly, not Danish. I'm assuming this is a little bit of before the meal, right? So we're not being Kovea Suda, are we, on the pizza? So okay, so then why are we being Mavarech on the pizza Amotzi? So I'm tining Shani Hatam, the Kava Suda Tayu Alayu. Hey, the low Kava Suda Alayu, we're going to have a nice little meal over here, unless you guys are not going to go through with the shit up. I don't know if you're trying, you know, but I mean, assuming this is a tznayim, I'm hoping it's going to be nice. So, there we do not say amotzi on the Danish.
That's the intention before.
Correct. Yes, you're supposed to know what you're doing. Rav Papa, it's actually brought by the poskim, don't, because otherwise you're going to get involved in all types of wrong brachas and chatchila. You won't know what. You have to define what it is you're going to be doing. Rav Papa, equal the Ravuna, bereda v'natan. And but the Gamar Sudatayu, after they finish the meal, they bring out all kinds of good goodies to munch on. So they bring out munchies. Zaita the Kamayo Minilamecha. And Rav Papa, of course, who was well known for his girth, Rav Papa was having a ball, you know, eating and taking from all kinds of different stuff. And he didn't say a broker or anything. He hadn't benched before. So they finally asked him, Amri Lo Sabar Leimar, Gomar Me Asur Milecho, don't you agree with the Psak HaLocha that if you finished the eating, then you have to make Birkat HaMazon? You can't just add additional things. You were already basically Mesiach Basron Mesuda. So how can you, I don't get it. Amar Lo Hu, no, you got it wrong. It doesn't say Gomar Asur Milecho. It's Silek. When they take everything off of the table, or take the actual tables, it was the minhag in other places, then that's Ezek Hadad. But man, as long as that table's out there, I'm expecting those buttons. Rav and Rabbi Zera were once invited to a Suda by the Resh Galuta. And the Bata Salikutak over there, they actually had removed the table, which was, of course, as we talk about on Pesach and Leila Seder, removing the actual table. That was the minhag. So there's Salikutak and Mikamayo. They used to have Haseva, in which everyone would be leaning, and they would have a little table next to their couch, and in Barnea's neighborhood, and over there you would remove the table, and that would be the end of the Suda. So there they removed the table, and afterwards Shadra Laristanami Beresh Kaluta. They sent a special little meat platter, personal meat, with some nice delicious meat afterwards for the Resh Kaluta. And Rava eats, Rabbi Zera didn't eat. Omar lays, Rabbi Zera asks Rava, Lo Sovel Omar, Don't you at least hold if you're misalik the shulchan, so then for sure it's suni le'achot. So how come you didn't say brikat hamazon and then make a bracha? Amalei, because in this case, it is not up to us. I don't know the minagim over the Reish Galuta. Anan ataka the Reish Galuta samchina. As long as the Reish Galuta is still taking care of us, I don't know that he's not going to be sending out something good to eat. So Mamela, my mind is open. Keep it coming. Omarav, Haragil b'shemen, if your minhag is to dip your fingers in some type of rose water oil in order to get the food off your fingers, then that's what's ma'akev. And until you do that, it means you were not misalik, for all intents and purposes, you were not misalik the shulchan either, because in your mind there's no esek hadat for eating. You're still in the, we're going to get there, we're still in the middle of the sunnah. Om Rav Ashi, kefinim be Rav Kahana, amalan. Rav Kahana, why we used to learn by him, he used to say, people like us, gigonanan, the regulinan b'mashcha, our minhag is to always have a little bit of oil for the fingers and to rub it on our skin, make everything clean. That mashcha is ma'akvalan, that keeps us into the suda. The truth is, none of the above is relevant to halacha. Not removal of the bread, not removal of the shulchan, not the shemen, no minhagin. What is the real halacha? Is let yilchata kekola nishvaitata elaki yodan Rav Chiya bar Ashi omar Rav. Actually, it says Rav Yaakov just brought. Shalosh kifote, there are three denim that define themselves in terms of the immediacy. You do simicha in the Beit HaMikdash, you do shchita. Or you become a Rav, they kill you. Take if legu'ula tvila. The moment you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, you start your Shemona Esrei. No interruptions. Take if l'natilat gadayim of mayim acharonim comes the bracha of birkat hamazon. So that means you cannot be mafsik in that point of eating anymore. What is therefore definitive? Mayim acharonim. Omer Rabbi, I want to add one. Af onu nomar. Take if l'talmidei chachamim bracha. The moment someone is mahan talmidei chachamim, bringing them into his house, all the issues we had before. Shenemar v'yavarcheni Hashem biglalecha. What is a biglalecha? Funny language. It's a ba'avu recha. Biglalecha is a lesson of galgal. It's like just rolling and keep on rolling. And it's the minute that you've created a relationship with a Talmud Chacham from your nechassim, immediately you get a bracha. Ibaitema miyacha shenemar v'yavarecha Hashem et beit hamitzri biglal Yosef. Interesting. Same language, same strange language. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moment he was mahana Yosef by putting him into position in his home, he immediately was mitparech. Now the minhag used to be in civilized countries that you had before you started the meal, you had some solid drink, maybe champagne with some hors d'oeuvres. And that was before the mazon, that was before the actual suda. So you make the bracha on the champagne, then they would bring the suda afterwards. Then they would take away the food, and then it would be time for more champagne. You'd have a little bit of, friendly social discussion after the meal. So the din is, if you're mevarech on the wine before the meal, you're poter the yayin which comes after the meal. You don't need to make a new bracha on that wine. And if you made a bracha on the hors d'oeuvres before the meal, you would poter the parperet after the meal. Rashi learns all over that parperot are things like what we have on literally hors d'oeuvres or the toothpick things, like little hot dog on a toothpick. Dafka, little pieces of fish, meat, hot dogs. Tosfos Tanya is, later on we see that parperot are considered to be in the same category as Masa Kedera, which implies that there's got to be some wheat aspect to them, not that we're talking about foods like fish. Okay, but in any event, the idea over here is that those things are usually eaten alone.
Not side dishes?
No, they are side dishes in a meal. But over here, there are hors d'oeuvres before the meal and after the meal. So the deal is, if you're mevarech on those parparaot, you do not have to make the parparaot afterwards. And Rashi even relates it to the kisni that he spoke about before, which was, of course, the popped grain or pop things that were good for your heart. And those things are also, that's his word for patababa kisni. Not pockets, but kisneed, actual gift. Okay, so Rashi includes all of these things. Bereach ala pat. Now, when it comes to making a bracha on the bread, which is, of course, the beginning of the real meal, Parparot. We consider you continue to eat these parparot. You wouldn't make a separate brocha on these parparot that are brought afterwards. And if you make a brocha, however, on the parparot, and that's what Tosfos says, well, that's the chiddush. I mean, obviously, if you make a brocha on fish, you're not going to pat to the pot. Well, what is the Gemara telling me? Berech ala parparot lo patar at hapat. Of course not. Therefore, Tosfos says, what it's talking about over here, parparot, has got to be what we spoke about earlier, things like toast in an onion soup. So over there, you would make normally mizonot on that. Now you're in the middle of a meal. So you might think that if you made a brocha on that bread for the onion soup, then, since it's really bread, it would potter any bread that you're eating afterwards, even though you said, Borei Menei Mizonot. I mean, at least that's conceivable, because you began your soda that way. Garmashkan that it isn't, but learning like Rashi, what's the chiddush? That a shahako doesn't potter the pot? Bet Shabbai Obrim? Af lo maaseki deira. Now, this is a bit ambiguous. Lo patar tapat, and lo, even not maaseki deira, even not a kugel. So in other words, would it be referring to this closing piece, Berech ala parperet lo patar tapat, or was Beit Shammai going back all the way to the beginning of the Mishnah? Not just the Yoshvim, if you were just sitting down, so a couple guys are on a cafeteria table, you know, and everybody's bringing in his thing. You're not going to be mezamein over there and have one person be mevorech for everybody, because there is no kviyut of a suda together. And therefore, if you're sitting down, komachan mevorech latzmo. What's a suda? A suda is where seriously, I mean, you lie down on a couch. I mean, it's got to have some kind of real kviyut. If a seibu, then echad mevorech lekulach. That was the way, of course, they would do zimun, which is the ikar of din, not just you say, but you say the entire bracha, everybody listens, and the mevarech is motzi them. Therefore, mevarech lekula. Now, how about if wine was not there before the meal, so there was no berech al yayin shelifnei hamazon? Now they bring wine in the middle of the meal. What do you do now? Shebolem yayin betoch hamazon, you do not have one person making bracha on the wine for everybody. We're going to see later on what the problem is. But we do not want people to have to stop their suda to make, to suddenly drink the wine or to listen to somebody else making the bracha. Each one is mevorech to himself. If you bring wine after the mazon for the end of the meal drinks, then again, echad mevorech lekulam. That one who is mevorech lekulam is also the guy who makes the bracha on the mugmar. Now, the mugmar is the hippie vision, you know, the idea that you've got to have a little incense in the meal. So what they would do is, after the meal, not only would you have a little bit of a drink and maybe some nash, but there's got to be a little bit of pot. I mean, excuse me, a little bit of pot, the other kind of thing. Two types of pot. So this is, no, today it's very yeshiva. A little bit of incense. So, the afalpi she'ein mevinatag mugmar elo lachra suda. This is true. Now, there's two approaches to this. Rashi understands that the fact is that these things are both being brought after the suda, okay, which means that essentially they're not connected anymore. Because I mean, I understand if I'm in the middle of the suda, anything that's being brought is defined by the suda. But if I'm bringing this mugmar now after the suda, and it's after Birkat HaMazon, what the heck does it have to do with what was going on before? If I said a bracha, I said, therefore I should make the bracha on the mugmar. So Rashi says it's a din in bracha, not in suda. Once one person is mechubad to give the bracha on the wine, it's only correct to have the mevarech be mevarech, have him continue to give the bracha on the mugmar as well. Tosfos learns that the chiddush over here is that there's a hefsek between the brachas. There we're talking about a bracha before Birkat HaMazon. Then you made Birkat HaMazon. Now we're saying he should be mevarech ala mugmar. Isn't the Birkat HaMazon basically an interruption between that wine and this? So, nonetheless, the Mishnah is coming to tell you that it's still considered to be a chelek of the flow of the way in which we're taking care of the suda. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, look, this whole business about taking a bracha before and pottering with wine later, I mean, what do you think? This is the way we eat every day. I mean, this is Shabbat, this is Yom Tov, where you expect to be eating in this fashion. So, Lo Shana Ela B'Shabbatot V'Yamim Tovim. That's because people intend fully to continue drinking wine after the meal, and at Adamis Kovea Su'udato ala Yai, you can go to Benson's house for a little bit of schnapps or whatever, but that would be the kviyut. Avo bishar yemot ha'shana, v'vorech ha'kokos v'kos. If you don't have a clear-cut plan, a bracha that you say on something, but there's no intent of continuing, and you're in the middle of a meal, I mean, do you know Richie's going to bring the Kragamore out? You don't know. So mainly your intent was, at that point, to complete it. If somebody brings something new, you're going to have to make a new bracha. It manami omer rabba banmori omer b'shub and levi. This whole halacha is where it's planned this way. Shabbatot, yamim tovim. Or, you know, I mean, when you need a little bit of a pickup. I mean, if you're leaving the Beit HaMerchatz, so you're coming out of the gym and it's the jacuzzi, and, you know, you definitely need a pickup. So, you know, some good drink is going to help you. So there you go, Beit HaMerchatz. Or you just donated blood. You got to have more than orange juice. So over there, B'shat HaKazat Adam, you expect to be drinking whatever it is that they're going to be bringing. There, oil banim kovea sudato alayai, avo b'shayim atashana, b'vorecha kokos v'kos, the intent is never clear, and therefore, you finish drinking, you're assuming that's the end of it. Rabbi Bar Mori came to Rava's house during the week, and he sees that he was mevorech before the mazon, and nonetheless, even though he did have wine afterwards, he was mevorech la'achar mazon, and he was very appreciative of the fact that Rava, during the week, understood the difference between amakom yekoveh sur lekach shabbat and yom tov, and he said, "Oh, yasher." That's exactly what Rabbi Yeshua Belevi taught, that Bamed Dvarim Amurim, Davke B'Shabbatot and Yomim Tovim. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef came to Abayas as on Yom Tov, and remarkably saw him not doing the halacha, which he assumed was correct, namely, to be Mavarach Abelian, with Amazon, and then not to be Mavarach again, and instead Abayas was Mavarach on every new cup of wine. So he asked the Baal of Sovelam Arla, other Rabbi Sherman Levi, do you not hold that on Shabbatot v'yomim tovim, on Adam is koveya sudat ala yayin? Well, yes, that may be for normal people. I generally do not drink very much. So, nimlach an. I could tell you that I personally, having had the yayin with Amazon, had no intention initially of having more, but sometimes you can't resist. Iboilo. Bolem yayin betoch Amazon. Here's an interesting question. One would think that if you can make the bracha on the champagne that is being served with the hors d'oeuvres, and that is good enough to potter the wine that's going to be coming 2 hours later, after you finished eating the meal, then kol shekein, if you didn't have wine before the suda, and they brought wine only in the middle of the suda, kol shekein, a bracha on that wine, would potter the bracha on the wine after the meal. That's what you would think. But that's because you don't think well enough. We will train you to think. And here the question is, would that wine, betoch hamazon, pater the wine la'achar hamazon? And here is what I'm going to explain to you the difference is. Im timtzei lomar, if you attempt to tell me that is it worse than berech al hayayin shelifnei hamazon, it's poteret hayayin shela'achar hamazon. Yes, I'll explain to you. Those wines or champagnes are drink. The wine betocha suda is not drink. There's an entirely different focus. When somebody is focusing on his drink, he's focusing on his drink. When you're eating and you have something to drink while you're eating, the entire focus is on the food. That drink is essentially part of your eating, and it's there as part of your digestive process. You want to have liquid together with your food, but you can't call that drink. So in that case, it may well be that where you make a bracha before and a bracha and wine after, both are lishtot, zelishtot and zelishtot. But over here, the yayin that you're going to be making, eating, drink, start again. The yayin that you're going to be drinking, achar ha-su'udah, is lishtot. But the bracha that you made on the yayin betoch ha-su'udah wasn't really drinking. It was lishrot. And therefore, its kavana is very different. Look, and therefore you cannot be motzi, real drinking, which is after the soda, with this phony kind of drink where you're just taking a little bit of wine with your soda. Achar HaMazon, according to Tosfos, the Birkat HaMazon comes between the wine, which is Achar HaMazon, and the Mugmar. So Achar HaMazon means not Achar Birkat HaMazon, but Achar, the food. They took off the food and they bring out the hors d'oeuvres in the second round of champagne. Odomiloshvar, maybe the way in which you consume is irrelevant for the dinim of brachot. Maybe a bracha is a bracha, and that's all there is to it. So Rav says, you do not have to make another bracha, it's poter. Rav Kahana says, eino poter. Now this machloket went on in other places and times. Rav Nachman used to say, it is poter, Rav Sheshet Amar, eino poter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, v'chol tamidei de Rav, argued on Rav, and they said, it is not poter. Eitfei Rav, Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, how can you say that it's poter? If it says, b'olam yayim betoch hamazon, kol echad v'echad mevarek la'atzmo. And then look at the continuing words. La'achar hamazon, echad mevarek v'kulam. Now Rav was assuming this all one case. So if wine came during the meal, everybody makes a bracha separately, and in that same meal, when they bring champagne out after the meal, one person is mavarek for everybody. But that means that you do need to be mavarek, and you're claiming you don't need to be mavarek. I'm like, well, put in the comma, man. Oh, come on, these are two different cases. Imlo balam yai betoch amazon. El al akramazon. That's what it means. Actually, put in a semicolon to make it really clear. Okay? Semicolon. Now, there was no yai betoch amazon. But liachar amazon, then echad mevarek lekulam. That's the correct way of reading the Mishnah. There's absolutely no reason to assume it was one case. Berech ala pat patarat parperet ala parperet lo patarat pat. Beit Shammai omrim af lo maasek. They really haven't even potted the maasek. What was Beit Shammai referring to? Ibailu. Beit Shammai areisha pligei, or is he just talking about this last plea? A sefer plea. In other words, the Tanakhama said, "You mevorech ala pat patarat paperet," and obviously you're going to pater maasek deiram. If you got a kugel, for sure you're going to pater a kugel, because a kugel is there for svi'a. It's mamish part of what you're going to be v'achal v'sabata. The paperet is just fun. And comes one Beit Shammai to say, no siree, not only is it lomi boy parperet lo pater lo pat, look, the parperet isn't really there for svia, and therefore the pot doesn't pater it, even a good kugel, which is similar to the pot, and even that it wouldn't pater. Maybe that's what he meant. Or maybe Beit Shammai was only arguing on this last piece, on the seifa. Well, over there it says, if you made a bracha la parperet, lo patar ta pat, and Beit Shammai is thinking, why does it stress lo patar ta pat? Mashma, that actually maasek deira you would pater. So in other words, if you had a piece of kugel, then you wouldn't make a separate brach on the kugel if you already mavarech on the hors d'oeuvres. Comes on Beit Shammai to say, no, you won't pater anything. Not only won't you pater the pot, you won't even pater the kugel. Ota Beit Shammai lemeimar, afilu maasek deira namila. But I'm not sure what he meant. Says the Gemara, well, neither are we. Take it. And then we said, if everybody was Mesav, okay, then already Echad is Mevarek Kulam, but Yoshvim? Yoshvim is cheapo. There's no Kviyut, and if there's no Kviyut, what do you think? You go through a cafeteria, sit down, you make a Birkat HaSimun, and everything. There's nothing that defines you as eating together. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Asebu in lo, asebu lo. Does it not say in the Braita, Asaraj HaYochim Bader, you have 10 people walking along the road, there, everybody may have a common basket, and everybody's taking some and eating as they're walking along. Alpha Peking. The fact that it's all the same food doesn't make it a kviyut suda. But if they sit down to eat, now this is without haseba, they just sit down. Over there, even if everybody had a different sandwich, if you sat down to eat together, then how do you explain that? Over here, we're talking about to distinguish from walking, sitting, but you don't need the next step to distinguish from sitting, leaning. That's talking about. Now, look at the whole case. 10 people are going along the road together. They are going along the road together to a picnic. That's the point. So over there on the road, they don't, because they're walking, so that's not Kovei Asuda. It's talking about going to Ami Nez over there, Kolachma, but the plan. It's talking about where they had a plan. They're going to be in such and such a place, and that's where we're going to picnic. And that is a kviyut.
That's where the Kovei Asuda.
Kinach Nafshei, the Rav, after Rav was Nifter, they had a big Levaya, and they took Rav to a different city where his family was to bury him. And all of his Talmidim follow the Levaya. And on the way back, after a long day of Hespedim, Ki Adre Amre Nezav Nechalachma Nahar Dank, let's go to the edge of the of the river, and we'll spread out our tablecloth there, and we'll all have something to eat. But the Karchi, after they ate, they start wondering, wait a minute, are we supposed to be being mezamin here or not? I mean, the Mishnah said a seva. That's that. Literally, it has to be a seva dafka tzadan. But yashvu, I mean, we're sitting on a picnic table. Maybe you don't do a bezimun on a picnic table of a yashvu lo. Or is the very fact that we went specifically to the Danak banks is a reason to say that is a kviut? Kivadami nezav anecha rifta vedukka plamnita. Kia seva dami. Lo haba yadai, I didn't know what to do. Rabbi Baraba stands up, takes his clothing, and turns it around the other way so that the tear that he had made over his heart on the death of Rav would be behind him, and he tears his clothes again. So, Hadar Kari Leachore, Vekorak Riachrina. So, my God! Enough Navshe to Rav, and we haven't even learned how to make Birkat HaMazon. This is a tragedy. This is insane. We've been learning for 50 years, and a simple question of how to do Birkat HaMazon, we haven't even learned, and now the Rav is not here. Ah, then they really didn't know what to do. Ah, the Ata Awusaba, that famous, mysterious old man who came along, Ramalu Matnitin Abraita, he showed them the very contradiction we just brought. How do you explain the fact that only if they're being Ma'alek, but if they're Yashru? And Shanilu explained to them that obviously the only answer is, where, given the Amenez of an Echolach Vaduch plan, is the equivalent of a Sevo, and therefore that is your answer. Ravuna Achaplesa Rifte Bnei Tlata Tlata Bekaba Volo Borich. Omle Vnachman. Adik Afna. But it didn't help you. Kosha Chem Kovima Lab Suda Tarik Lavorech. Rabuna Aviasikle Livrebe Ravuda Bar Chaviva. Artila Kamayo Pata Ba Abikisnin. Ki Ata Shamina de Kamavorche Hamotzi. I'm a ha. What's this tzitzi stuff to Kashamina? I'm really absolutely. Titani Rabbi Muna, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yuda, Pata Baba Kisnin, Bevorkin Ala Amotzi. And Shmuel Pask that way, Alok Rabbi Muna. Amar Lahu, well, it's cute, but it's a little minor mistake. Ain Alok Rabbi Muna Itma. I'm a, but Amar would you, Amar Mishmet Shmuel? Lachmaniot, Marvin Bayan, Uvarchin Aleam of Otzilechem and Oretz, yeah, but Shaniatam, the Kovasu Dato Alayu, but obviously here we expect to have a nice meal, and Echbo Kovasu Date Alayu, lo. Rav Papa equal Ravuna Breda Rabbi Natan, Bata Lagamri Sudatayu, Aitulakamer Midal Mecha, and Rav Papa did not hesitate. Shaka Rav Papa Vakarchil. Amri lo sabli mar gamar asur milecho before Birkat HaMazon and Nubrocha. Omlo, no. Not gamar. Silei kitmar. Rava Rebbe Zerik lo veresh kaluta. Lebata da saliku taka mikamayu. Shadru lo ristina mi beresh kaluta. Rava blithely went right at an eight. Rebbe Zerik lo acha. Omar le lo sabal omar. Silei kasur milecho. Omar le anana taka resh kaluta samchina. Amarav, Aragyo b'shemen, shemen me'akvo. Amaravash, yes, Kevinu Bey Rivkana, he used to tell us, Gonana the Regilim b'mashcha, mashcha me'akvalat. But the truth is, let yuchata, kekolan ishmaitata. Not gomar, not silek, not shemen. Elekir amaravachia barashi amarav, shalosh tkifotein. Tekef l'smicha shkita, tekef l'gula tvila, tekef l'zilat yadayim bracha. Amaravai, I'd add one. Take care of the Tamidecha Hamim Bracha, Shemar Vayavarchini Hashem, Biglalecha, Yiboitem Miacha, Shemar Vayavarech Hashem and Peta Bitzri, Biglal Yosef. Berechala Yain Shilfi Amazon, Patarata Yain Shilach Amazon. Berechala Papera Shilfi Amazon, Patarata Papera Shilach Amazon. Berechala Pat, Patarata Papera, Ala Papera, Lo Patarata Pat. Bechamai Omrim, bah, forget about that. Aflo Masikidera, Aye Yoshvin, Kalakat Mavarek Latzmo on the wine. And I mean on the Suda. Hey, Sebo Echad Mavarek Lakula, Bola Miaim Betok Amazon, Kalakat Bechad Mavarek Latzmo on the wine. Akar Amazon, Echad Mavarek Lakulan. And the same guy that said that final brach is the one who's Omer Ala Mugmar. The Apple Pishain Mivian to the Mugmar Ala Akra Suda, it's still part of what Tosfos is learning, connected to the wine, according to Rashi, it's part of the din of the covenant of a bracha. Omer Rabba Bar Bachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shadu Ela B'Shabbat Tod V'Yamim Tovim, Ova Adam Kovei Asudat Ola Yain, and intends to have some champagne after the meal. Aval b'shayim otashana mevorech al kol kos v'kos. Itvana miyomer Rabba Bar Mori yomer Yeshua ben Levi. Lo shanu ala b'shabbatot v'yomim tovi, more other occasions, let's say, b'shash adam yotze mi beit hamerchatz, or b'shat hakazat adam. There adam is kaveh esu datol hayayin. Aval b'shayim otashana mevorech al kol kos v'kos. Rabba Bamor Yiklilave Rava Bechol, and he saw that indeed he was Mavarak with Neamazon, he was Mavarak again, Leachramazon. Oh, Malay, nice thinking man. Yasher, Vachinam Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Yiklilave Abai Beyomtav, Chazi Labar Chakol Kasav Kasiv Zomaz Yomtav. So he asked him, Nosavalom Arlod Rav Yeshua ben Levi? Oh, Malay, not me. Nimlachana. Yiboyel. Balem Yain betoch Hamazon, where there wasn't any before the Mazon. Mao Shiftor at Ayan Shach Hamazon. I know what you're going to say. Im Tim Tzilomar, Beirach al Ayan Shach Hamazon. Poter at Ayan Shach Hamazon. Yeah, but that's because Zelishtot v'Zelishtot. But in this case, Ach Hamazon is Lishtot, but betoch Hamazon is Lishrot. Maybe lo. Odeh Maloshna. Rav Omer Poter, Rav Kan Omer, and Opoter, Rav Nachman Omer Poter, Rav Sheshet Omer, and Opoter, Rav Una, Rav Yudah, V'chol Tamid, and Rav Amre, and Opoter. Eitve Rav and Rav Nachman, how could you possibly say Poter if the Mishnah says, Balem Yayin Betocham Azon Kol Echad V'chad Mevorech La'atzmo, and then, assuming it's all one case, Li'achar Amazon Echad Mevorech V'kulam, Omar Le, because there's no and then. Hogi Koma. And if lo balem yayin betoch hamazon, ela liachar hamazon, then the din would be achad mevorech l'kulam. Berach al hapat patar at hapar per lo patar at hapat Beit Shammai omrim af lo maasek v'der bado. Was that last Beit Shammai omrim, was that referring only to the last piece, or was it going back a reisha pligit? Oh, d'yoma only a sefer pligit, d'yoma tadakama. Berach al hapat patar at hapar per. If that's the case, obviously, he's got a pot of the kugel. So, goshke maasek v'der bado. Comes on Beit Shammai and says, let me tell you something. Lo mi boy papera de lo patra lo pat. A filo maasi kidera nami lo patra. O dioma a seifa pligi diktani. Beiracha la papera de lo patra ta pat. Mashba only pat. Would a lo patra, but maasi kidera would have been poter. Comes on Beit Shammai to say, no, no, no. The papera is not pottering anything, but pat would patter. So a filo maasi kidera nami lo patra. So which one? I don't know. Thank you. But he may say, "Bo, you tell me only a sable, but lo a sable lo." But I mean, I'll show you malchim, but there half a pish kolam malchim mitikar chad, kol echad v'echad mevorech la'atzmo. But yoshvu la'chol, then half a pish kol echad v'echad is eating from his own sandwich. Still, it's all one soda dechad mevorech kula. It says clearly, Yashru, Afapishalo is able. Amr and Nagmar Yitzhak, that's talking about where they were Kovea to make a picnic together, Nezav and Echalachma, Beduch Plan. Kinach Navshi Durab, Ozutamir of Batre, Kyadre, Amr Nezav and Echalachma Nahar Dana, Bata de Karche, Yadvi Vikami Boilu. Did the Mishnah mean Esebu Dafka, but Yashvalo under any circumstances? Odilma Kivin, the Aminezav and Echarifta Beduchta Palmita, it's the equivalent of Esebu Dafka. Lo Avi Biadayu, come Ravada Barava, Ahada Karele Akore Vikora Kroya Akrina. Oh my, this is insane. Nach Nafshi Ravu Birka Bezona Longamrina, Ad Ata Usaba, Rama Lomatitina Braita, Vishani Lokimina Manezav and Echalaku Duplan. Kes Evudam.
Dr. Datsmim Bezam Dalit. Kaplan. Rufuna Arkaut Slisa Rifte Great Lata Tlata Bekaba. Below Birif. Rufuna ate himself 13 loaves. According to Rashi, each one of these was a cake. So 13 cakes, each one of which was 3 to a cob, which is a heck of a lot of cake. Below Birif, and he did not make, according to some means of brocha, he didn't make a brocha horn, as Rashi's approach to Patababiki's name, you make a mori refresher afterwards. According to others, means below Birif, when you didn't take your katamazon. Omelet, Ramnathas, Ramnathas, said to him, whoo, 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 I didn't catch, oh man, that's what I call hungry. But the bottom line is, even though maybe you aren't ready yet to give up. No, because you're so hungry, obviously. I mean, otherwise, you should have made a bracha. Other people, but normal people, would normally eat that amount to be koveya sudah, then that's considered to be a meal, and you should be saying birkat hamazon. Now, the truth is, not all of the Rishonim agree to the way that I just said the Gemara, because according to this, Rav Nachman is asserting that the fact that Rav Huna was still hungry doesn't matter, because we should go according to the normal deus people. And therefore, according to that, we would have a particular amount, which is considered to be rov b'nei adam kovim sudah, and see, with that amount, it doesn't really matter how you feel about it. And the opposite would also be true. If you eat less, maybe koveya your sudah less, it also would not be enough, because most people are not koveya their sudah like that. However, not everyone agrees with that. Some learned that the din of kiyut sudah is indeed dependent on the individual. This is how he's feeling happy and everything is all right for him. According to this, Rav Nachman could be understood not as an exclamation, but rather as a statement, Adi Kafta. Now, you ate that to satisfy your hunger. So at this point, you're satisfied. And since that's the case, you should have, that's mean acherim. In other words, it's a very weak point. Why does it say acherim? But anyway, since it is a major day between the Rishonim and the Bracha Halacha, we'll have to worry about the acherim. But in any event, what Rav Nachman is saying is that this is something that you should have benched on, because you yourself were koveya sudah on it. Well, again, we'll talk about this in our review. Rav Yehuda Abiyasi klei levrei by Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. He was getting his son married to the daughter of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva, and Aitel Kaveo Pata Babikisnin, they brought these cakes to the table. And everybody's eating the cakes over here at the Chosim Stish. So Kiata Shamina de Kamavarche Hamotzi. They bring it in, and he hears everybody saying, Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, I'm Danish. Well, he says, well, what's this tzitzi jazz that I hear over here at the Shamana? Well, I'm sure nobody would be saying Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, of course. Amra Lehim, as a matter of fact, that is what we're doing. The Tanya Rabbi Mona Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Pata Babikisnin, Bevorchen Hamotzi. Since Rabbi Muna paskin that you make an hamotzi on Danishes, and Shmuel paskin halacha like Rabbi Muna, actually around here we all were making hamotzi on the Danish. Oh, malahu ein halacha to Rabbi Muna. As a matter of fact, clearly it was paskin not like Rabbi Muna. I'm related. I said, but it was your psak. You said the Omer Mishmei Shmuel lachmaniot ma'aravim behem. You said you can use lachmaniot. Lachmaniot were not what we call lachmaniot, but were, according to some egg rolls, according to others, mamish danishes in the shape of a lechem. You use them for an egg, or probably croissant, according to others. It's a loose dough, others learn. A lot of discussion what precisely lachmaniyot are, and it matters here, particularly because of the general question in pata babikisnin. This would apply to any pata babikisnin. So you can use them for an eruv now. For an eruv, you have to use pot. So how could you be using it for an eruv? And you say, hamotzi lechem in aretz? And he said, that's true. And that's nonetheless not a contradiction to what I just told you, that the halacha is like Rabbi Muna, not like Rabbi Muna, because shiny hata, dikavas uudatay aleihu. That's because the eruv, by definition, is kviyut su'udah. And that's what we're saying. I'm going to be kovei my su'udah on this. And that's how it works as a neighbor. But over here, you guys are just sitting down over here at the chosim stish. This is not your kviyut su'udah. Why are you saying amotzi? Makes no sense. Echad lo kavas su'udah te'aleilo. Abel echad lo kavas su'udah te'aleilo. Rav Papa ikla the Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nata. Rav Papa was at the house of Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nata and bought the gamri su'udah tayu. Archel the kamayu b'reid l'meicha. Now they had finished eating. And then all of a sudden they bring down new food to the table. Shoko Rav Papa. Of course, Rav Papa was well known for his girth, and he figured, okay, well, let's just keep on eating. No problem. So Shaka Rav Papa the Kaka. Amre Leis, everybody asked him, don't you agree with the generally accepted halacha that if a person completed his suuda, he is not allowed to begin eating again? Now, here, according to almost everyone, Asur Milechol doesn't only mean you cannot eat again unless you make another bracha. Because, I mean, then the assumption would be over here that the ikar is missing from the story and that he ate without making a bracha, which it doesn't say. But rather that asur melachol means that you are indeed prohibited to eat. It won't help to make a bracha. Because having completed your seudah, you must say birkat hamazon. And therefore, if you intend to eat again, it won't help you to make another bracha and use birkat hamazon to potter it. You'll have to now say birkat hamazon and then go ahead and make another bracha. That obviously didn't do because something like that. That's something that you have to say, not say. And it's in Tosfos, some hold that Tosfos believes that the meaning of the Gemara is just that we're taking for granted. The Gemara actually understands this in Tosfos. That it simply means he didn't make another bracha. But the question is why? Why, according as Rashi explains, almost everyone explains it, why are you mechuyev to make a birkat hamazon? I mean, I can understand that I was mesiach dat. As Rashi says, okay, mesiach dat, so make a new bracha. What does mesiach dat have to do with the requirement for birkat hamazon? So maybe somewhere there's a Rashba who says once the chiyuv of birkat hamazon is hal on you, you're not allowed not to do anything else without fulfilling those chiyuv. So it's an issue of chiyuv. Others learn that when Rashi says hesach dat, that doesn't quite fit in there because it isn't the hesach dat, it's rather the gemirut dat, the nivor of birkat hamazon. That's the issue, not the hesach dat milayachol, which is the question of whether you should make another. Problem. The tour sort of tries to give an explanation of Rashi, but it's an open question.
The case is exactly that he ate, but he didn't bench yet.
He hadn't benched yet, and he ate. He just continued eating.
And he should have presumably benched because he was satisfied.
Sure. Not that he was satisfied, but he was missing a fat from eating any longer. And now at this point, he has to bench.
He thought he would be benching.
We're assuming he thought he would be benching. Amar lahu, so he said to them, no. It's a gamar asur milachol. It's salek asur milachol. That if they remove the food from the table, there's no longer any bread left on the table. I mean, you certainly don't think a guy like me is giving up so fast, you know. So when they take it off, Tosus is bothered by this, take it off, and we would have to leave it on. Why would they take it off? They sure have changed. So Tosus suggests that maybe it's talking about this manam, where they have separate tables. So that only the mevarech, or the rabbin, would be the one who the bread was left on his table, because he's going to be doing the honors. But everyone else, indeed, the sign that the meal was over, was that they cleared the table. So they should have a clear little serving tray to bench on. Rabbi Zera equal to the Resh Galuta. Rabbi Rabbi Zera came once to ask the Resh Galuta, and there indeed they took away the table. Serving table. All of a sudden they send out a ristin on the Resh Galuta. The people that were kosher would send a portion, special portion of meat. Rabbi ate it without mention. Rabbi Zera did not eat it. He was kind enough to wait until Rabbi ate for it. Nowadays they would jump down and throw, wait a minute, don't put that in your mouth, friend. But he asked Rabbi, I'm going to serve a lamar, salek asumin lechol. Amar lo, so Rava told Rabbi Zera, anana takat resh galuta samchina. Because of the fact that we don't have our own da'at here at the table, at our table, we're sitting here thinking that whatever the resh galuta says is what goes. I mean, when he says the bench, that's when we'll bench. Whatever he has in mind to be sending us to eat, that's what we're going to eat. Therefore, it's not considered to be a gemar hasuda, despite the fact that they took away the table. From which Tosfos, again, it's amazing, all of these figures of Igea Pesach, from which Tosfos draws a conclusion. If someone completed the Seder, got to eat the Afikoman, he didn't bench. They finished. Oh my gosh, didn't eat the Afikoman. That's not called Tzivak HaTasurda, because he was Tzimech Aldat HaShchina, so to speak. And this Seder is a Seder that is defined from outside of me. If I forgot a piece of the Seder, then I should continue to eat, because it wasn't Aldat HaShchina. There's an extra, there's a Tzak of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be a Sira to that, which is if he drank the Kos Chaloba HaSivan. He didn't have in mind to drink anymore. And now people tell him, listen, you have to drink that first. The Shulchan Aruch asks him, he has to make another profit. And they all ask him, but what about the Tosaf says Diak over here? Indeed, there's some Ruchelik, the gross, every time he does this. Well, others try to make a distinction between the.
What was the case of the drink?
He drank his last cup of wine.
In the fourth cup from the
second. Yeah, the fourth cup. And then somebody mentions that, you know, you weren't leaning when you drank the cup. Drink it again. Does he have to make it for the problem? Omar Rav, Haragil B'Shemen, now people who are used to using a fingertip, they use an oily kind of fingertip, then until he dips his fingers, he's still in the meal. So the Shemen Makvo, the Shemen keeps him down there, so to speak, and he's part of his meal, and then even there, yeah, I mean, it's not for the purposes of my mouth, right? It's for the purposes of freshening your fingers. You've never seen a fingertip?
So it's like that little lemon top that you
get. Yeah, type of thing, yeah.
Rose water.
It would be similar to us, but without my mouth.
Correct. Each according to their own. When we were by Rav Kahana, he said, people like us, we're dealing with mashka mohakvah. Actually, the shemen keeps us at the suda. And the truth is, none of these things are true. The big thing in life is mayim acharonim. Look, here the Omer of Kiyah Barash, Omer of Shalosh Tkifotein, there's three things where one thing has to be immediately next to the next, to the part that comes after. Take it for smicha shkita, you have to do shkita immediately after doing smicha. Take it for geula tefillah, and take it for netilat yadayim beracha. So if you wash netilat yadayim for mayim acharonim, then you're no longer allowed to interrupt and eat anything else. You have to beg your God to listen. I can add, and I would say, another thing is, as soon as you get involved with Talmud Chacham, your Makarev, or your Kavim in your home, and so on, it brings a bracha to you. And Lavan didn't want to let Yaakov Avinu go. He says, I recognize. And as Rashi points out there in the parasha, as soon as before Yaakov Avinu was there, he had sent his daughters out to do the shepherding. Now all of a sudden he's got all these sons. Must be that it came to the bracha, came to Bigla Yaakov. The contact with Yosef, I think, was sufficient to bring a bracha to the Beit
HaMikdash.
Question is this. They used to, and of course many places still dominate, before it's time to eat, they're going around and passing out drinks. Oh, very common. You take a yayin, champagne, you make a bracha on the yayin, sit down and you eat, and then after you finish eating, they're bringing out wine again. Everybody's drinking the wine. You interrupted by eating a whole meal. Can you now be so mad on the Birkat HaYayin that you made when they were passing out the champagne? Or is that considered to be a hefsek? Says the Mishnah. Having made a bracha on the champagne before the meal, even though you've been sitting here at the table for a couple of hours and schmoozing and so on, they bring out the wine again. You can, without wine, you can bring out the wine again. You can drink it without a bracha. Birech al ha-parteret shilifnei ha-mazon. The same thing is true if they were giving out little hors d'oeuvres and so on before the meal. And now you finished eating. You can eat now what they bring out for dessert and so on, and once again you don't have to make a bracha. Now Tosis is concerned with this because the way Rashi is learning that the union of the parperet is that we're talking about little kinds of dips. You have the little chicken dip or a fish dip or so on, and you know, they give up a toothpick and so on before. Why in the world would I even have a havamina that you could potter a parperet? I mean, a pot with a parperet. That doesn't make any sense. He understands that what we're talking about over here is that these things are brought out together with a soap kind of bread, pot numa, that we had before, which is wettish, it's all steamed together and so on. And there the question is, since now it's lost its ratapat, so you might think that it no longer has the chashivut of your pot, that you could actually potter it with the parperot. Or marshmallow, that you can't. The way Rashi is learning that it's dips and it's separate. It's toothpick things as opposed to real hors d'oeuvres. This doesn't even make sense. Why would the Mishnah have to say it? I mean, there's no pot. No, it's that type of thing. There's no habamina that's a blanket. Yeah, but there's no habamina that's a blanket. But over here, you know. Beit Shammai Omrim. Af lo ma'aseh kidera. That's not clear what Beit Shammai is saying. And the Gemara is going to ask exactly what part of the Mishnah was he referring to, he said. And not ma'aseh kidera. In other words, you can't potter the cereal. If you were just sitting, now this is in contrast today, we don't have just sitting. That's all that we do. But in those days, they used to have also the Roman couches, and so just sitting was a sign basically of a casual gathering rather than a formal gathering, and it would not be koveya everybody together for a seudah. And therefore, if you're just sitting around, everybody makes his own bracha. We'll see, we're talking about both bracha rishon and bracha achrona, because there's no kliyut together. Whereas a seifu, if you're lying down, then echad mevarech lekula. In the middle of eating, they bring wine to the table. You should not have one person be mevarech, even if they were a mason. Kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmo. We'll see this is simply because of the problem of people being in the middle of eating and having to answer and not doing things that are dangerous in the seuda. This is not really been in brachot kwa brachot. Achar ha'mazon, if they've already finished eating, so then echad mevarech l'kula. You would have one person making the bracha for everybody. The same individual now who completed the bracha, and he said the bracha on the yayin, which was brought now after the seuda, who omer al hamugmar, the apapishay mevim tam mugmar al yachar seuda. They used to have a minhag that after the meal they would bring incense to the table, which is null and mugmar, and then he would make a bracha on the mugmar. Even though that was done after Birkat HaMazon, and therefore it's really not part of the actual zochei seuda, and you would think that it has nothing to do with who did the honors in the seuda. There's a different question over here, which is, someone was maschil be mitzvah. He was the one who started doing the mitzvahs of the brachot, and he completed the suit that was brachot. He should be honored with making the bracha for everyone under the samim after the suit. Omer Rabba Bar Bakona Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Where do we say that a person who made a bracha on wine before the Seudah is considered to still have in mind that he's going to be drinking again, and therefore if wine is brought to him, even le'achar Seudah, he should not make another bracha? It's not a normal meal. That's on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, we're over there, ho'il v'adam koveh Seudah to'al ha'yayin, so then he doesn't assume that having had his first cup of champagne before the meal, that he's not going to have more to drink. He assumes he'll have more to drink. And therefore he's not called nimlach. Nimlach means that I've now suddenly changed my mind and I've decided to do something. I make a new determination. Rather, it's his default position is that he's going to be having more wine. During a normal year, like a regular Seudah, he doesn't splurge on wine to have wine betof and ma'afah. Or b'sha'a shadam yotzei mibeit ha'merchatz, or b'sha'a takazat dam. I mean, there are times when people feel they need to have a stiff shot, you know.
No.
It just came out of the bathhouse, you're really feeling, you know, very weak from all of that heat and steam and massage and so on. I mean, you have to pamper yourself to get back into shape a bit. So over there, you're going to have some wine and you'll have more wine and so on. Or, I mean, if you just gave some blood to Magen David Adom, and that, you know, you need to pamper yourself. First, they give you the free Ben and Jerry's, and then they used to. No, that's not a special offer. You have to go to the AACI. And so,
of course, coast to coast, if they bring you another,
and he decides to drink, you're going back now.
Yeah,
a little
even
bit?
Though
we didn't get up to the coast to coast again yet. Aval b'shari about the shana, we're getting there again. Mevorech al kol coast to coast. Now, there you go.
Yeah. Does that mean that he has two or three cups of wine after the meal? He has to make a bracha on each cup of wine?
Yeah, because he wasn't planning on drinking.
Because it's not normal.
It'd be the same thing with anything that you ate and assume you're not going to eat any more of. If you decide to take more.
Didn't make a bracha.
I mean, I don't know if that's strong potato chips. Generally, we say, you know, you can't
eat just one, right?
Or certainly Rolos. I mean, we know that you can't eat one Rolo.
If you didn't make a bracha,
Once he's masalik his dad, he's no longer allowed to drink. That's something else. That's another issue which we'll discuss together with the Birkat HaMazon problem and the Don Amudana. Same issue. So, whether you can you make another bracha rishona when you were mitzvayev in a bracha?
I'm getting ahead of myself, but only the mitzvah, but if they were just yoshe, does that preclude them from being able to be mazame together as well? Or they are together, just different styles of people?
Achad mevarech l'kulam is zimun, alach ha'atudah. So when one is mazame, one says it for everybody else. Yes, that's what he was asking.
And therefore Yoshvin is
not considered to be cute in their terms, not in mine.
And therefore Yoshvin
is like in our terms, standing up and eating at a conference. Their yeshiva would be standing up and eating.
The very yeshiva, they would not have been separate.
That's right. Unless, as we'll see later, they could be koveya if they determined to be koveya that way. So in other words, you don't need hasava, but hasava is itself a sign of kiyut, and maybe other signs of kiyut. Rabba Bar Mori equal of a Rava Bechol. Now, Rabba Bar Mori came to Rava's house, and it was during the week. It wasn't a particular time. And Chazi de Baruch Lifnei Hamazon, and he made a bracha on wine before the meal. And then, when they brought more wine, Hoda Baruch Liachar Hamazon. Omar Lei said to him, that's Yasher, beautiful. That's how Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that we should act and assume that it's not our derech to drink more wine. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, on the other hand, came to Abaye on Yontif, and he was shocked to see that Abaye was making a bracha every single time they brought him a ghost. Don't you hold of what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said? That if we were talking about a type of a seudah, that you do have one after the other, you only make one bracha. That's not the way I do things. Usually I don't have so much wine. But today I decided to take another cup. But each time I decide anew. And therefore, I had to make a baruch on each one. Iboilu. Balam yayin betoch hamazon. Now, let me ask you something. All of this was talking about where before you started eating, you had champagne. And now, after you ended eating, they bring you more champagne. How about if in the middle of the meal, you didn't have any champagne before the meal. Now, in the middle of the meal, all of a sudden, they bring in the wine. You're going to make a baruch, obviously, which says in the Mishnah, everybody makes his own baruch. But will that baruch also potter the wine after the meal? So you'll say, what do you mean? Obviously, if a baruch before the meal potters a baruch after the meal, kol shekein a baruch during the meal should potter after the meal, but it's not really true. Because if you think about it, the bracha before the meal, on the wine that's brought before the meal, is similar to the wine that's brought after the meal. They are both formal drinking, where I'm interested in the wine. Where I make a bracha on wine during the meal, I'm not really making a bracha on formal drinking, because the wine in the middle of a meal does not have that same chashivut, right? Because it's part of my eating, so it no longer is a bracha on the level of the bracha on the wine by itself. Interesting idea. We know that's a yayin shebetocha suda, eino mishaker. That's a bad sign when it comes to wine. So there's clearly a different relationship that you have to the wine. Maybe you have a different relationship to the bracha as well. My question, and he articulates the question, do we say, im timtze lomar, yirech al hayayin shebifnei hamazon, poter at hayayin shelachar hamazon, perhaps that makes sense because both are for the same purpose. Zeh lishtot, v'zeh lishtot. Aval ocha, v'zeh lishtot, v'zeh lishrot. I mean, over here, two different purposes. The wine that's coming in the middle of the meal is basically part of your digestion, it's part of your eating, you're mixing your food with liquids. It's expensive liquid, but it's essentially glorified coke. So therefore, maybe the bracha will not help you for the other kind of wine. Oh, Dilma Lo Shnar, maybe? What's the difference? Since the bracha is the same bracha, who cares what the kavanah is? Rav Amar Poter, Rav Kahana Omer, Eino Poter. We have the same machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. Rav Nachman Omer Poter, Rav Sheshet Omer, Eino Poter. Which introduces a whole new idea in bracha, which is not simply the hanah of the thing, but it's the type of hanah that you're deriving from the thing. And maybe it's of different. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, the whole Talmid of Rav Amre, Eino Poter. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, he said Poter. Balaam Yain Betoch Hamazon, Kol Echad Yechad Mevarech La'atzmo, says our Mishnah, and then continues to say, La'achar Hamazon, Echad Mevarech L'kulam. Now, Rava assumed that that was all one case. So they were sitting around, they brought the wine in the middle of the meal, everybody made a bracha, and now at the same meal, when they bring wine after the meal, it says one person makes the bracha for everybody. So apparently you need to make a bracha again. That's what it seems quite clear from the Mishnah. So how do you, Rav Nachman, say, Poter, Omale, how's it come? That's not all one case. Those are two alternative cases. In lo balehem yayin betoch hamazon. The second case is, but if the wine wasn't brought in the middle of the meal, but instead, ela leachar hamazon, ve'achad mevarech l'kulam, b'rein hachinami, in a case where the wine was brought betoch ha'seuda, there would be no bracha on the wine, leachar ha'seuda. Birech ala pat, patarat ha'parperet, ala parperet lo patarat ha'pat, bet shamay omrim af lo ma'aseh kedera. Now, what was Beit Shammai referring to? Anybody know? Beit Shammai, Aresha Plegei, or Dilma Aseka? What did Beit Shammai... The question is, what was Beit Shammai referring to? Was Beit Shammai referring back to the Resha, or was he referring now to the last piece? In other words, the question is like this. Was he saying, Dilma Aseka Plegei? In other words, the Tanakhama comes along and says, Birech ala pat patara ta parpera. And the assumption is, if it's potera ta parpera, and the parpera is really not part of the Suda itself. It's sort of just like to put a sweet end to it. You know, like a little thing that you eat after the meal. So then, Kol Shekein, the pot would be pottering the Maaseh Kedera. When you're bringing, let's say, a kugel or something in the middle of the meal, and over there, what are you going to say? You make a separate broch on a kugel? I mean, that's definitely coming as part of the Suda to fill you up and so on. So he's saying, look, if the Tanakhama holds that you potter the pot, Kol Shekein, you potter the Maaseh Kedera, and Beit Shammai comes along to say, no. Not even the Mazanah's Lomi boy parents at the low part of the pot. You're wrong all the way. I disagree with you in the extreme. Not only would the parparet not be potted by the pot, and I feel my sekidera, which is part of the meal. If you're going to eat a kugel, you're going to have to go make a broch on a kugel. You have a cereal kind of thing. You'll have to make a separate broch on that, and it would not potter. That's one way of understanding Beit Shammai. Oh, do my safe afflict. Maybe he's just arguing now on the last part where the Tanakhama said, Birech ala parperet lo patara tapat. That's mashma that the brocha is not enough here to patar the pot, which is that implies only the pot. Patar the lo patar. The Tanakhama implies, however, that maaseh kedera would. If I'm going to be making now a brocha on some sweet things that come afterwards, you know, my Danish table, I can go back and I can eat some kugel. And indeed, why not? The way we would look at it. Comes along Beit Shammai to say, oh, to Beit Shammai Lamema, no, it's not true. Not only does it not potter the pot, it even doesn't potter a ma'asekidera, nami lo pata. So which one is meant by Beit Shammai? Take it. Not clear.
But that is when, before the meal, before what's here, or...
No, no, we're talking about some nice dessert here that are coming here to sort of be mimate the
afila. So why should
That's what Tosfos cited on Rashi, if you recall. And his answer was that he disagrees with the definition of what the paperet is. So he's talking about where it's brought as an hors d'oeuvre type of thing.
Who's
talking?
Tosfos. Oh, not Rashi?
No, Rashi learns it's talking about fingertips and things like that. Either way, so it's just paperet with Amazon, paperet after Amazon. The two cases that we had was wine before and after and paperet before and after. So apparently they had, as we do, we have hors d'oeuvres before the meal, and then after you finish your meal, they bring out like desserts and things. They have a Viennese
table.
Maybe like fingertips
mean
finger foods. I wouldn't want to eat fingertips. I guess I meant finger foods.
Okay.
Thank you. Sometimes your universe belongs here. If you were sitting, that's considered to be the equivalent of standing around a counter in their terms. But only if they're massive at that point, the hasavat creates now a relationship for bracha. So are you claiming then that hasevu in that lo yisevu lo? That any time that people are not actually eating, each one lying down on his fancy couch and so on, that you wouldn't be able to make a bracha for one for the others? Raminu, asarasha yu ochim badere, apa pishkalam ochim mitikar achad, kol achad v'yachad mevarek la'asmod. Ten people that are walking along the road, even though they may be sharing the same loaf of bread, and they're cutting off pieces. But over there, they have no kfiut. Since they have no kfiut, then you have everybody making his own separate bracha. Bad yashu lecho. If they stop the walk and they sit down under a tree to eat. There, even though everyone brought his own separate sandwiches, there the kviyut is what makes it a single suuda, even though they're eating from separate things. And here it says yashu, it doesn't say they brought along their little portable couches and lie down under an apple tree. And it just says they sat down and had a picnic. Omer nachum ayisa. The cases could go into Amri, Nezel, Venechel, Lachma, Baduch, Plam. Let us all sit down and have a sandwich in such and such a location. So that itself, the plan, that's why it's a Duch Plan, the plan itself creates Hasova. Enoch Nafshe, the Rav, after Rav had died, and the Talmidim had followed now, they had brought Rav's ear to a different town, Oslo Tamidav Batre, so they had followed the funeral procession all the way to this other town. Kihadre, on the way back, Amri Nezo Venecho Lachma Anahardak. Let us, you know, have a little time together. We'll sit down and we'll eat on the banks of the river Dak. Bata the Kafe, Yatve, after they had been koreh together and they sat down, Vikomi Boyro, all of a sudden they asked, hey, wait a minute, what do we do now? Tosfos says, what did you do now? What did you do when you made your bracha rishayna? What do you mean after you ate? Why did you not have the problem before? Because we have the same issue with her raised in both bracha rishayna and the korona, which is the mashma'ut of the way, at least Tosfos was mafarish for the Mishnah. Both Birkat HaMotzi and Birkat HaMazon. So Tosfos suggests that maybe the point over here is they had been koveya to eat on the riverbank. They hadn't been walking together and sitting together as a group. So each person, as he came and sat down at the riverbank, made his bracha. But now they were all together, and they were all eating, and the question was, for the first time, what do we do about benching? When the Mishnah says, hey, save him, you can only have this hasava, if it's literally you're lying down on me, which clearly is not what we're doing. Is it dafkat's not? But yashvu lo, just sitting is not enough. Or dilma, even the amri nezel v'necho rifa b'duch v'nita. Or since we did say, after all, let us all come and gather together in such and such a place, and that's where we'll eat, then that's the equivalent of a kviyut su'uda, and that's the full hasava, even though we're not actually in a physical state of hasava. Lo ha'biyadai, nobody knew what the halacha was. Kam Rav Ada Bar Abba. So Rav Ada Bar Abba was one of the Talmidim of Rav. Stood up, Ahadar Kare Liachore. He had torn his clothing at the funeral of Rav, who was his rebbe. He turned his clothing around so that in front there was no longer a kriya, and he did kriya again. The Korah Kriya Achrina. Oma Nak Nafshe De Rav Birkas Mezona Lo Gemrina. Rav has died, and we haven't learned how to say Birkas Mezona yet. We haven't even begun to learn what we need to learn. They were miserable. Hadi Ata Husaba, until that famous magical gentleman showed up again. And Ramalei Matnitan HaBraita, and he pointed out the same question that we just asked. It says in the Mishnah Seva. In the Braita, it says, Asarash Al Yeholchim Badera. So how do you explain the fact that the only difference over there is Yeshiva versus Alicha, and the Mishnah says Asaba? And he pointed out to them, you see, the only explanation is, Kivan the Amri Nezo Venecho Lakhba Batu Plan Kasab Adami. And once they realized that, they knew what they had to do about the Katamazon. Yeah, making a mezuman means that one person says the bracha for everybody else, not like we do.